From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. A small team of American ground troops is ordered to northern Syria to help opposition groups in the fight against Islamic State militants. The White House said Friday that President Obama has authorized fewer than 50 U.S. Special Operations Forces to coordinate between Syrian rebel fighters and U.S.-led coalition operations. It is the first time Washington has disclosed a deployment of U.S. ground forces to Syria for an open-ended mission rather than for a specific raid. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters the U.S. troops will provide some training, advice, and assistance to rebels fighting IS militants.
The president does expect that they can have an impact in intensifying our strategy for building the capacity of local forces inside of Syria to taking the fight on the ground to ISIL in their own country.
Somalia's president says authorities are investigating a recent crash of a plane whose survivors apparently have been taken captive by militant group al-Shabaab. Speaking to VOA's Somali service on Friday, President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud said the plane fell into the hands of bandits or militiamen who kidnapped the passengers. The small plane was carrying between 9 and 11 people who have yet to be identified. Tanzanian authorities have confirmed ruling party candidate John Magufuli as the victor in the country's presidential election. Officials handed a victory certificate on Friday to Magufuli, who represents Tanzania's ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi Party, or CCM. The main opposition candidate, Edward Lowassa, came in second and has called for a recount of Sunday's vote. This is VOA. Greece's prime minister has accused other European leaders of being inept in their handling of the continent's migration crisis. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said Friday that Europe has failed to defend its values by providing migrants with a safe alternative to deadly sea journeys. He made the comments as 22 migrants drowned in two shipwrecks in Greek waters on Friday. International Organization for Migration spokesman Joel Millman said the IOM has received reports of even more migrant fatalities in other incidents in the past day.
We know of at least 22 off Greece, in addition to almost that many not confirmed in the last 24 hours in Greece. Also, possibly as many as 40 killed in Spain this morning. There's no sign of this carnage tapering off, and we're deeply concerned about what's ahead as the weather gets colder.
In a report released Friday, the IOM said migrant deaths on Mediterranean sea routes to Europe have broken all previous records. The IOM says it has confirmed 3,350 fatalities so far this year, surpassing the record death toll of 3,279 for all of 2014. A suspected al-Qaeda member and former British resident held for 13 years at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has returned to Britain after being released by U.S. authorities. Shakir Amer was flown to London on Friday on a plane chartered by the British government. British Prime Minister David Cameron welcomed Amer's release. Cameron also said he wanted to reassure the British public that his government has taken steps to ensure public safety. A British official said there were no plans to detain the 46-year-old Saudi national whose family lives in London. His wife and children are British. And an American teenager from the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon has been diagnosed with bubonic plague. State officials said Friday the teen has been hospitalized in intensive care. They say the 16-year-old girl most likely was infected by a flea bite during a hunting trip earlier this month. Bubonic plague is believed to be the source of the Black Death, a pandemic that swept through Asia, Europe, and Africa in the 14th century and killed up to 50 million people. The disease has never been eradicated, and the bacterium that infects humans lives on in the wild. You can find more on those stories by checking out our website at voanews.com. That's where we're updating the news from around the world 24 hours a day. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.